Hello, this is Adrianne Clyde Smith, obviously not me. She's here with me, Ben. For Adrianne, this is for your feedback. There's no pressure. This is just really for if you can't remember anything from this, you can go back and listen, yeah. So obviously 3 weeks ago, we spoke to you about the conservation stuff, the project, just coming together with an idea. Had a vague idea, sent you off to then add more research, have some more experimentation, and then come back to us, and hopefully there's a little bit more of a consolidated idea. If there isn't, this is what Sarah and myself are here for, to make sure you've got an idea and that you're happy with it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it's as simple as that. And don't worry, these are going to happen all the way along, and we're going to support you all the way along. So do you want to just recap for us the original idea on the theme you had and how it's changed or why you've gone off it?
Well, originally it was the ugliness of activism, looking at riot scenes, pepper spray, mm-hmm. tear gas, and then it kind of moved from that to more voicing my opinions on feminism, but not as an anti-feminism and I don't agree with equality. It's more on the fact that why are we still protesting in UK only when we legally have all our rights and there's no real pay gap and a lot of people complain about it.
Okay.
And I just feel like I just want to voice it because no one else has that I know of.
Okay, so how do you want to voice it? Do you want to voice it in a literal manner or would you want to voice it in a more metaphorical manner? And do you know what I mean when I say that?
In a sense, I'm not even sure, to be honest.
A literal manner would be you've taken whatever the campaign is that you've got a problem with or passionate about or whatever it is, and you are literally, like, you know, say it was against abortion, for instance, or abortion rights. It's literally you've got board saying,
"Pick its
eyes. No abortion, no rah rah rah."
And you're making a ruckus in public.
If you're talking metaphorically, you might use you might have something instead of words. It might be just an image that sums up what you feel, but without actually saying it or being an image related. So, for instance, if we're talking about like a gender pay gap, for instance, we might use a metaphorical image of a scale. Scales, and you would show like a visual with a tip scale. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what we can do with this is rather than trying to think of the word you want to say and pulling all of that together at this point, that you start off with just maybe looking at some sort of metaphors that sum it up in a metaphorical way, in a visual way. Like, you know, it is quite odd to, you know, like, again, sorry, I'm just talking through my head now here and that. I'm thinking, I think what the problem here is you're maybe taking on too big a subject.
As always, yeah.
It's all right, we had a student here yesterday that was going to cure childhood trauma with their art.
Yeah.
Everybody's. So, you think you can go large? Let's shrink it down. So, let's go back to activism. And go back to sort of protest and think, rather than taking on like women's rights in different countries, freedom of speech.
It could just be, I was going to link it by saying the conservation of freedom of speech, so it still links back to my theme, and then it could just be me voicing my opinions and it's got nothing to do with anything in general.
That's absolutely fine. I think freedom of speech is really beautiful. I think what we need, if we think of, let's think of some visuals that we connect to freedom of speech, that artists have used in the past.
Doves, colour white,
My first one would be, if you go down to Lib Square,
and
originally that sculpture was supposed to have doves, and it was doves, and then they all moaned about it, and turned it to a flag, because they didn't think it was, patriotic enough at the time, yeah? So they changed it to doves as a symbol of freedom. I think Statue of Liberty was a gift from France to America to symbolise the kinetic freedom.
Symbolism of freedom, basically.
So, you know, so that was like a Lady Liberty, you know. That's a representation of freedom. You know, again, we're just thinking off the top of our heads.
Broken Chains could be another one.
Again, yeah, totally. So you're on it. So we could go like, yeah, Broken Chains. In fact, I've seen a thing on the internet where it's like a wire cage that turns into birds.
Oh, yeah.
I think it pops up on everyone's every now and again. It's just simple wire.
Yeah.
And then it becomes like seagulls, mm-hmm. like flying. So you get the idea of, from sort of slavery and from confinement to freedom. So why? I think maybe let's just work in more metaphors. You know, like a metaphor could be colour. You could be going from black to pink. Or black to, you know, like if you wanted to use a metaphor of a colour as a symbol of freedom, you would go from like a dark colour in my mind, and it would be like,
lighter.
Maybe just a strip of then colour tones. And I'd be like, well, here's my metaphor and my statement in a visual way of freedom.
Mm.
So, again, I think what you've been putting yourself under the cautious is being really literal and being like wordy and clever.
Always, yeah.
When it can be the most simplest thing in the world. I think freedom is really important, and I think women's rights are really important, and if it's really passionate to you, then definitely carry that on. So, you know, it's like looking for symbolism. So it's almost like looking at these different cultures or different races where there aren't equal rights between the sexes, and looking at some of the support groups that they have and what they use as their symbol, you know, or their representation, how they're represented. You know, like, I don't know, like, there must be, you know, some kind of underground movement or movement in, like, the Arab states.
Yeah, I was thinking ultimately of that.
You know,
yeah.
For women, you know, with high ups.
Yeah.
And they must have, like, some
logo or
yeah, you know, like something that represents them, you know. So you can either create your own that just represents womanhood, like your own little drawings or some. You could look
or
at
stencils,
like
one I could stencil
print.
Though I was thinking if I make one, use Photoshop to like black and white it, and then
yeah, totally. But I don't want you to think too much head. You tend to think head. I haven't even got you in the print room yet. I haven't even got you in the print room yet to show you what you can do. But these are really, really good. I would really like you to look at Barbara Kruger for a start.
I've heard the name.
She's an artist that does slogans, protests. She's the one that she's done like where Shepherd Fairey and all of that ripped off that black, red and white abbey. She says,
I swear I must have looked her up.
Yeah, you will have, because I'm a geek for her, and I'm always trying to push it onto you kids. So I'm always like, you know, look at Barbara Kruger. Wait a minute.
I must have, but I never did research. I did research on the best climbing thing.
Because you could use photography. So there's Barbara Kruger.
Yeah.
Your body is a battleground. I shop, therefore
I
am.
I did research on her, but in like
who owns what? Project. Thinking of you. We'll go back to that. We don't need another hero. See, these are all metaphors. That's not actually
what
it's about, is it? That's two kids' drawings.
It's kind of what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So again, with this changes meaning if you combine that with different kinds of image. Like if you put, what does this have? I've had all my rights. Have you? I have all my rights.
How are you
different? Or you could get two pictures of, you know, somebody in a high ab or
two
like
dogs playing
really
random.
We could be absolutely, yeah. You know, like you can have a picture of somebody in a cage versus someone out on the street. Then add that to it, changes the meaning of the picture.
Mm.
So you're overthinking. We're actually here with a really simple idea.
Mm-hmm.
Text, protest, activism, and just how we and how we want to do that.
Freedom of speech.
And how you
want
to do that. Like, you know, annoying thing that happens every single day. So why don't we just start off with, you know, thinking of symbols of freedom, symbols of
what I believe is symbols.
Like in a sketchbook page, yeah. Like if I was researching, I would be like, right, okay. You know, symbols of freedom, thumbnails, you know, and then I'd be like, well, the dove, broken
that's
chain.
It.
You know, I'd look at all the different cultures and that. Then I'd be like, right, what do women's rights groups or the particular thing that, like, what artwork do they use?
Mm.
What's the style on that? You know, like the Women's Days, the pink ribbon
mm-hmm.
with the little turn. You know, maybe I could use that in my work, subtly. Maybe I could create patterns with it. You know, carry on with maybe just even looking at all the research, like Barbara Kruger, I'm taking slogans down, things that people have said. Start writing those down, then we just combine them. And then we just make a show with lots of lovely prints and paintings with slogans.
Yeah.
And things you've said. That's all it has to be. At this point, you know, I think somewhere, and you're not guilty of this either. This is a classic, I mean, you are guilty of this, but I mean, this is classic student behaviour. And about, we've had about 10 people do the same thing of dream the big idea. I must have the idea. Must have the idea.
And then it overwhelms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes.
And then you get stuck. Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
I'm not capable about now.
And then you go into paralysis.
Yes.
Where you can't do anything else.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we've done all the colour theory. We've got some symbolism of an Eve Klein blue. You've got Andy Goldsworthy outside. You next Friday, do you want to come on a...
This Friday coming.
Yes, this Friday. Do you want to come to... We're doing an artist workshop at Greve de Lac.
After school?
I've got 15... No,
in school.
Instead of school. I'm,
yeah,
get,
sure.
I'm picking 15 people
yeah,
to meet
me
at the bus station for 10 or 9.
Much.
Or you could drive up there.
Yeah.
Still 3 on a Friday. We're going to go in the woods and make stuff.
Yeah, I can easily do that.
So that, you know, that could something that could give you a bit, energise you a little bit as well. Just
a little
coming
break.
And doing some fun.
Plus, I could use that as an artist response.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Of course it is. I could start looking for symbols of freedom.
I could.
Because this is
my
freedom,
idea of
isn't
freedom,
it? V for
yeah.
victory. I always get confused. Peace.
Yeah.
And that's V for victory,
well,
wasn't it?
That's French, isn't it?
Well, again, you need to look. I don't know.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they
off.
Cut
yeah.
off all the French archers' fingers off as like a sign of a few.
Really?
When they won, I think it's the English against the French, something like that. And they cut. That's why it's like so offensive to do that to a French person.
No way.
So you know what you could do? Like again, for me about women's rights, where this would fit. Where is it? What? Where was that original one that was just written there? That's it. This. Imagine if you've got a woman in a hijab. Take a photo of a woman of a heart in a hijab driving behind the steering wheel of a car, and then applied this. There's your piece.
Yeah.
Because Arab women aren't allowed to drive. Women aren't allowed to drive. They're not allowed to learn to drive. In fact, you should look at MIA.
They can't even ride a bike.
Look at
so it could
look
be
at,
a push bike.
Look at MIA. MIA. She's a.
Oh, her, I like her. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Go and watch some of her videos.
Yeah, with the car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen
you've
it.
Call your pub. You are just down on yourself. You've got your project. Your idea is here. You need to just take some screenshots of that Maya video where they're all doing the drag racing in the cars, where the women's in the cars. As soon as you apply that to it, there's your project.
Sweet, yeah.
So you can either paint them or take really good photographs of them or reenact. Kind
actually,
of
I've got a car now. I could
have
like,
you?
Yeah.
Congrats.
So you could dress up in a hijab behind the wheel. Put that onto your image. But rather than focusing on just... So this is where it's... You've got to be careful. You're a woman and you can relate to womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
But don't speak for other every cult... You know,
yeah,
like, don't
like
someone's culture like...
Cultural
like,
appropriation.
Well, also,
really
what do they call
cool.
it? Saviour. White saviour.
Never heard.
So basically...
Like white privilege.
Like... White saviours. Oh, I'm going to go in and save black children.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to go
and
to Africa. Look at me. I'm a white saviour.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like, you know, the women of,
no,
you know, the...
No, I'm going to get to a point where I'm like, oh, I'm doing everyone a favour by...
You know, the women of, wherever the countries are may think, well, I, you know, if they came along, it's like, I don't need a white girl from Jersey.
Yeah, literally.
Fighting my rights.
So just not to take the piss. Basically.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's an ethical consideration. That's what you put in your sketchbook and be like, actually, now I thought about it and I'm thinking about my audience... maybe I don't need to protest for them, even though it upsets me. Maybe I just need to protest about all the things that go on for other women in different parts of the world.
Or protest about things that I can relate to.
Yeah. You know. But I think we've got it. You've got this. I love these, by the way. It's funny, you, because you don't actually see the value of. You always focus, like even on your last project, the collages were outstanding.
The painting, all loved them.
The apricot face mask was awful.
Oh, so bad. So
we're coming here. These.
No, she got to the end, and I was like, oh, I just gave
well,
up.
So that's
we could
what,
see.
Where these are fantastic.
Mm-hmm, they're beautiful.
So again, if you want to keep it more typography, then you know maybe find words and slogans and things that have been used against women in different contexts and cultures. So like shut up, or you know, I don't know what an insult to a woman, you know, women would be in different countries.
I'm willing to try like. Sort of like motifs, but just like really basic imagery, and then try and print that.
Well, do some motifs on freedom,
yeah,
symbols of freedom.
Yeah.
And then we'll just combine all of this.
Even if you're doing like the freedom of speech, you know, those things that you speak in and they make it loud.
Yeah.
What
they call megaphone.
Megaphone.
Yeah. Like you
could that says
George,
a lot.
That
photograph of George on the megaphone. We black and white it, we turn it into a silkscreen print. Because I've even shown you how to turn photographs into.
Can you use red light or something? I swear, it's what Georgina was saying.
No. There's like a thread of some knowledge there, but no, not correctly.
No.
It's
picking up fag ends.
Yeah, it's a fag, but I like your intent though. But you're along the lines. We use a certain kind of light to expose.
And then you
screens.
Burn that onto a screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it will expose it onto
the
screen.
Rest, yeah.
So we can actually do whole imagery. You know, so we can actually just do your whole photograph. But the problem is in your last project is you run out of energy because that's your fall down, because you've not quite put enough timing in your time management. Because even with one of your projects, I was like, go and style it up, go and take photographs with it, just go outside, get a wig, get against the wall, get, you know, I can't even remember what it was now. And you didn't, you know, when it left.
It was book transformation project. When I made the sculpture, you were like, go take photos with it. And I was like, put it outside on the wall. I was like, good enough.
But, you know, it's like, again, if you don't quite know what people mean, then you get them to show you, like, or me or Sarah or whatever. Because you've got to just keep pushing it, you know, pushing that refinement. So I don't want you with this project the same to happen. We just get to a point where it's exciting, but then you run out of energy to actually take it where it should be. So I don't want you to overthink. These are great experiments to start off with. What I think we need to do in your sketchbook is find some research into peace signs, freedom signs, symbolism of freedom and oppression. You could definitely look at like Russia as well, and like, you know, the sort of more, communist countries where people don't have freedom of speech.
Like China,
like
Northern
South Korea.
Korea. I think it's North Korea, guys. But
oh, I can't remember.
North
Korea is
the one that lets off the
lady who
missiles.
Must be North Korea.
You know, you've got a war going on, you know, like women's rights again, like, you know, look at some campaigns.
Pussy
that
riots.
People have done.
That's related to Guerrilla Girls, sort of.
Yeah, like the Guerrilla Girls is more about art and fair pay and artists, and it's like, that's great, you know, that's great. It's like, but you could look at Pussy Riot.
Okay, yeah.
Like Pussy Riot were a bit more, you know, they went into a church and sung, you know, anti-Russian and anti-religious.
And then got arrested.
Well, that's brave in Russia. Do you know what I mean? It's like really brave. I think one of them got put in prison for like years.
Oh my.
I watched like an interview with the main guy, I forgot her name, but Eric made us watch.
So you could just use photos of all you guys with balaclavas on and these slogans. And we could turn that into a print. So the idea is here, Adrian, you've got it.
I just need to like apply it.
You just need to enjoy it.
Yeah, stop overthinking.
Nice.
Just play.
And just carry on enjoying it.
You've got a couple weeks now, 1 or 2 weeks to play. experiment and then hone in.
So, and this is a great first stage of playing around with typeface. I love the fact that it's backwards. I love the fact that by happy accident you've got these funny sort of dotty things going on. I love the way you've captured this sort of...
because it's really forgiving with the gel. You can like print over the same piece three
times. Well, great. So that's one technique. So we just need to broaden you with some more techniques, combine some stuff. These are all great. And even at the end of... why don't we... let's just play around for 2 weeks with you getting images yourself, symbols of yourself. Then we look at everything at the end and we think, let's see how we can put all this together.
Yeah.
Even if it's a big fine art collage, or you create a collage and then you paint from the collage, you paint the collage, but like Marta's sort of going down that line, but yours would be very different. And it's all just based around the idea of protest and rights.
Mm.
What I think the crux of it for your proposal is, you just want to highlight that we live in we don't live in a world that's balanced.
Mm.
We live in a very unfair...
yeah, I think that's always been my, like, morale.
There we go.
Just highlighting the
bad stuff. So that's just simple. That is literally as simple as it thinks. For my project, I would like to use printmaking and fine art, particularly collage, to raise awareness of the fact that we do not... that in this day and age, we still do not live in a fair...
world,
in a
society,
fair world, or a fair that's it, that's the project
done.
I have looked in my research from the Guerrilla Girls to Pussy Riot. I have looked at wider contexts such as politics and war. I have looked at women's rights in different countries and cultures, and from all of that I've created this body of work. That's the project.
So yeah, I just need to do it now.
You are doing it.
You
so
are already. You've got loads of stuff to show.
I do. Just need to write. Yeah, because I'm going to overthink it. So I'm going to listen back to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to forget everything by tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah. And you'll probably hear me repeating myself and sound like a mad woman and promise me that I never have to hear this.
I listened to my last one. I hated my voice.
Oh.
I sounded like a child.
We all do.
So I kept saying like in my sentence.
And I must just sound like a queen.
No, you guys sounded all right.
Oh, thanks,
like,
you've been kind.
I sounded stupid.
You're not
you
stupid.
Mean?
No.
Don't say these things.
But you know when people just say like after every word?
I
it's
do
become
that.
Like a
I don't notice that
mine.
From you.
Well,
though.
I don't, but it used to be a habit of mine as well.
Yeah,
back in the day.
We've all been.
So
and you know, I used to say as well, when I get nervous, I say, you know,
yeah.
at the end of everything. You know,
to like balance it
you
out,
know.
So in case
you
someone
know.
Opposes your
you
opinion,
know.
It's
mm-hmm.
fine, it's neutral.
And then there's someone that goes, no, I don't know. And then you're like, oh.
Shit, I've got to
yeah,
elaborate.
Like,
yeah. but yeah, you're just making me feel small. You've got your project, darling.
Just get on with it, yeah.
I think it's a case of just, you know, doing a bit more, getting a bit more imagery from women's rights around the world. And what's going on, you know, show me some oppression and show me some freedom.
Could do Malala, she's cool.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh my god, listen, we could end up just celebrating. We could just, you could just pick basically, after all this research, pick three sheroes and we just turn them into fine art prints that you decorate and make stunning in a protesty kind of way.
Put like quotes on it or something.
Just one slogan.
That's
like
nice.
I have a right to an education.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or I have rights in general.
Yeah, I have rights.
Something
or no
easy.
Means no.
Yes. I love the no.
Yeah.
So I was saying to Marta, I was like, so sidetracking now.
Yeah, no, it's
but
great.
Marta's project, I was like, self love to me means say no.
Yeah.
It's different for everyone.
Yeah. No more.
Mm.
I'm leaving.
Had enough.
Yeah. Yeah. You know that ownership. Adrian, my darling, listen. This is a great idea. You've done some really lovely printmaking already. I think it's the case. I'm loving all of these. Let's just keep making prints. I think, as I asked last week, said just do classroom techniques for now. You've done that.
Mm-hmm.
This week, when we can, I'm going to start getting into the print room.
Sound.
I'll come get you in the afternoons and we'll start up with some stuff.
I'd ask your peers in your class because they were keen to be your photo.
Barely. They all went yeah
because
they would
folks,
do it though
listen wrap
you,
some people up
yeah.
into them like you know
balaclavas, handmade balaclavas.
Balaclavas, high abs, you know. You can, like, even look at, like, people that have down, like, you know, like, what, oh, sorry, touching your leg, like, my ankle. You know, like, people that were, like, Boris Johnson said it was, like, you know, what did he say? It was, like, an envelope, a letterbox.
He literally talks gibberish.
Like, he was, like, saying, oh, just terrorists in letterboxes. Which is really
could
insulting, isn't
literal.
It? But you could make that, like, again, you can play with all of these. It just depends. We just need some images. Mix with the typeface.
It's just a lot of research.
It's not a lot of research. Honestly, yeah, not that you should have done. You've got research here, you've got research there, you can re-gunk your barbecue stuff from a past project, bring that in, and then just go along at your pace. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, your mental health is the most important thing. I am not going to tip you over the edge with college work and art.
Yeah.
For the sake of it, it's just art. You will pass this course.
Yeah, regardless.
We're going to aim for the best qualification we can with you. Yeah? And then you're on to next year.
Yeah, next year will be my redeeming if it all goes bad.
Well, hey, wait a minute. This is
it's
just a school
period.
Bad. It's not going to go bad. We're
I
not going to let
like,
you.
Worst case scenario, I get a pass, which I doubt.
No, I know, but it's about the work.
Yeah.
You know, so you might have missed bits in your evidence and just come out of a pass, but if the final show.
It's good.
It's good. That's all that counts is
mm-hmm.
the artwork. As long as you're proud
yeah,
of your
I can
artwork.
Do that.
Well, that's all you can.
I just like.
I'm not a grade chaser. Can I just tell you something? No one in my whole life has ever asked me what grade I got for art.
Well, because they assume it's.
Because they look at my art
mm-hmm.
and they either like it or they don't. Just because I go, it's a merit or.
Well, yeah, because at the end of the day, you can't truly grade everything.
That shouldn't have anything to do with what, you know, you cut out things like it's a pass. It's like, well, someone might come along and go through, they're the best things they've ever seen in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's
let's.
It's all opinionated.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So, listen, the grade thing is more about getting UCAS points and uni and things like that and data.
For me, it's just like, as long as I get to the next year.
You'll
be fine.
You will.
Yeah.
You will. You've got no problem. I just want you to just look after you, though.
Mm-hmm.
And do what you can when you feel motivated.
And don't push yourself too hard.
And if anything terrible happens, we can go for extenuating circumstances anyway.
True.
So
there'll always be a way.
I've made it this far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I felt like, you
you're
know,
killing
you're
it.
Not at your best and you've got some personal problems that you need to focus on more than college work, then I will be getting Sue to put in extenuating circumstances. In so that you get your grade anyway, because we can vouch for you for all of this year that you've been one of the best students we've had.
Mm. Certainly
grade.
In the class.
So could you
sure.
just though you may be feeling bad about yourself and bad, you can I just put on record that me and Sarah think you're great and your work is great.
Can I like send it to all my mates?
And that college is fine, and it's really skilled. And the idea's there, and it's simple and perfect.
And it's a great idea.
It's good.
Done.
Yeah.
Say no more.
Thank
Over.
You.